Where is the oldest museum in the nation? You might guess New York or Washington, D.C., but the town is much smaller, yet still very significant in American history. The answer is on today's American Countryside, brought to you by Agriculture Liquid Fertilizers. Visit agroliquid.com.
Tis the season to give the gifts on every farmer's list. Visit shopfarmjournal.com, where every item is marked down with the lowest prices of the season. Find great gift ideas for under $20, like the popular I Farm Like a Girl shirt, the colorful 2016 Dairy Today calendar, American Countryside books, and more, each for under $20. And be sure to check out the best-selling So God Made a Farmer signed print, priced under $50. You heard it right, a beautiful signed print for under $50. And you'll receive a free gift with every order. It's a sale you won't want to miss. Before you finish your shopping, be sure to visit shopfarmjournal.com for the lowest prices of the season on books, DVDs, signed prints, apparel, and much more. Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com.
Stephen O'Neill is one of the curators at the Pilgrim Hall Museum, a site which can make quite a claim.
It is the oldest continuously operating public museum in the country.
When the museum was founded here in Plymouth in 1824, the history it was recounting was already 200 years old.
Many of the local families, three, four generations on, had pieces that they started donating in the 1820s and 1830s, and they already had histories of these pieces, such as Governor Bradford's great chair, a turned chair made in Plymouth Colony, probably around the 1640s or 50s.
While times and technology have changed, Stephen still looks to the first curator for clues to the history he interprets today.
Old Dr. James Thatcher, a veteran of the Revolution, he was the first librarian and cabinet keeper, so my predecessor 200 years ago, and his records are meticulous, and I still use his records in the accession books, his correspondence with donors.
The National Archives in D.C. houses important documents from our nation's founding. This museum has documents over 150 years older than those.
We have about 130 17th century documents. The earliest one we have is from 1605, a deed from Scrooby Manor in England signed by William Brewster. On Thanksgiving Day, we open up the library and put on display 8 documents with the signatures of people who attended the first Thanksgiving.
And that first Thanksgiving is an oft-talked-about topic here. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Plymouth, Massachusetts, I'm Andrew McCray.